You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Melissa Long, the founder and CEO of Wakefoot Sanctuary, a luxurious foot-soaking spa founded in 2013 in beautiful downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Melissa, pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing all the details. So tell us about Wakefoot Sanctuary and what it offers to its customers to kick things off today.
Yes, so Wakefoot Sanctuary is a foot soak spa that, like you said, opened in 2013. And we specialize in a communal setting where guests come in and they take off their socks and shoes. They're greeted by a warm massage therapist who escorts them back into the sanctuary, and they've selected a luxurious foot soak, and that soak is wheeled out for them at this great temperature, oils and butters and salts and all these wonderful components. They're wheeled out in these beautiful hand-hammered copper bowls. People just sink into relaxation in these chairs and their foot soaks. And while they're soaking their feet, they can either add on, if they'd like, a head, neck, and shoulder massage, a foot and lower leg massage, which is our most popular option, or a hand and arm massage, very popular for people on computers, gardeners, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's really, you know, kind of a one-hour experience. We tell people just to kind of get out of the world, tune out for a little while, and get back to their day, just kind of spend some time just being you for a while.
Just hearing and imagining that, I'm already feeling relaxed. How did the company get it started? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, I actually formed the company in 2011. And, you know, kind of, I have a marketing background by trade, but I've always kind of been a spa junkie myself. And, you know, the idea of service to others is something I'm very passionate about. And I've always sort of looked back at all the different jobs that I've had that were service related, and that's where I found the most joy. And so there's something really reverent about, you know, the idea of someone's feet being soaked and massaging someone's feet and just, you know, making people feel, you know, good about themselves and a little bit better, you know, for the day. And so that kind of combining that love of spa services and my marketing background, My husband had been an entrepreneur before me, and I'd been in the professional world for a long time, and I just had that itch that for years and years just kind of kept gnawing at me that, you know, I kind of wanted to do my own thing, and I just kind of kept telling myself that I wasn't that kind of person. And, you know, I was 4 months pregnant with my son, and I quit my job, and we actually looked at possibly buying into other franchises ourselves and just couldn't find a right fit for us. So we decided to pursue this concept ourselves on our own, and it took about a year and a half to kind of get everything all together and open the doors. And it's kind of just been going gangbusters ever since. So we're very, very happy that we made that choice.
Also, what types of success have you seen since opening the spa several years ago?
Well, we have enjoyed an average of 50% growth year over year in the 4 years that we've been with this spa, and are continuing to trend that way this year in 2017. So, you know, feel very blessed to be enjoying that growth. You know, we started with just a handful of employees. We now employ 15 people. And that gives us a lot of joy as well. We consider our employees our family too. And, people, we're the number one spa in Asheville on TripAdvisor, and we actually claimed that spot about 3 or 4 months into opening, and we've held on to it ever since. So, we don't take that for granted. We believe in customer service to the nth degree, and that's what keeps people coming back and referring their friends, locally and also from afar. People, travel here from all over the world, and it's funny to hear you have someone come in from Texas and then refer their friend that comes in from Texas, 6 months later. It's kind of funny to experience things like that. It's been tremendous, and we're very, very proud of what we've been able to do so far.
I'd say so as well. Been on the site. It's absolutely incredible what you've been able to accomplish so far today. We are joined by Melissa Long, the founder and CEO of Wakefoot Sanctuary, a luxurious foot-soaking spa located in beautiful downtown Asheville, North Carolina, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Melissa, given the tremendous success of Wakefoot Sanctuary at its first location, of course, in Asheville, are you considering franchising this business?
We are. We set the business up to expand it, from the beginning. And very early on, people started to ask us if it was a franchise. I think we had our own brand of product. We had kind of the branding under, set up and kind of underway already. And then shortly after that, within the first couple of years, people started to request for franchises themselves. And we just didn't have anything to legitimize that. And so last summer, we did a viability study to determine whether we were ready to sort of take that next step. And so what we did was we benchmarked ourselves up against some of the top spa franchises and found out that not only from a revenue perspective, we were there, but from a revenue per square foot perspective, we were, keeping pace and in some cases almost outperforming some of the top players. So we were ready to take that next step. And so over the last 9-10 months, we've been forming our architectural teams, our real estate teams, our marketing and sales teams, and we began offering franchises April 1st of this year. And we first put it out in a newsletter. We have over 6,000 subscribers to our newsletter each month. And within 20 minutes, we had our very first request for franchise come in. So that felt really great. So we've had requests from all over the country, as far away as Washington State, over 10 different states at this point. So we have several candidates going through various stages of the qualifying process. So we're really excited for this, early interest and early start. And we're targeting to open, or not open, but we're targeting to sign 2 to 3 franchises by the end of 2017.
Wow, that is really impressive, and that's just icing on the cake. Now, why do you believe Wakefoot Sanctuary's concept would be successful in other markets in the U.S.?
I think that what we've found just through, asking our own customers, we call everyone guests because we like to treat them like a treasured family member, a treasured friend. What we've found from asking our guests, about our services is that they really love that they can just get out of the world for an hour. It's not something they have to devote their whole day to. They're just taking off socks and shoes and coming in and enjoying the space. They also really love that it's a communal experience, so they can enjoy it with a loved one, a friend. We do bachelorette parties, 50th birthday parties, book clubs, so it has that sort of communal and fun atmosphere to it. So that's been a really great selling feature that a lot of people like. And then I think the other thing that makes it really great is our foot soak is the base experience. And the foot soaks are right around that $30 price point. So people can come in for $30 and get that spa experience, get doted on, get treated like royalty. And someone can also spend $60, $100, $150. So you can be sitting in a room with people spending different price points, everyone still being treated great, getting treated like royalty, but it sort of hits across a lot of different price points. So it makes it accessible to a lot of different people. And so, it's just a fun spin on spa. and people just really seem to be responding to it. So I think it really kind of is plug and play anywhere.
I totally agree with you there. Now, lastly, what type of skills or experience would you be looking for in a potential Wakefoot Sanctuary franchisee?
You know, I think I really kind of come back to three main things that we're looking for. We're really looking for a strong leadership drive out of our potential franchisees. We really want people to have a passion to serve others because it's what we do every day. It's at the core of what we do. And we're also really looking for people that have a proven business acumen. You know, it can be across a diverse background of different platforms or different backgrounds, but, you know, someone that has proven themselves in a different background and has those skill sets would be really valuable in running Wakefoot Sanctuary and building their own company and helping to keep the brand standards really strong.
Well, Melissa, well done, and congratulations on the success from what you've created there in Asheville, North Carolina. Certainly wish you nothing but the best looking ahead. Now, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get all the details on Wakefoot Sanctuary.
Yes, you can find us at wakespa.com. And if you're interested in learning more about our franchising options, you can go to ownawakefootsanctuary.com and learn more about it there.
Melissa, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you so much.
And it's certainly been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Melissa Long, the founder and CEO of Wakefoot Sanctuary, a luxurious foot soaking spa located in beautiful downtown Asheville, North Carolina. And for more information, visit wakespa.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.